With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reportedly reached a tentative contract agreement, a deal that could end the six-week-old strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Word of the deal comes from sources speaking with the AP. It's said to follow the pattern set with Ford last week and Jeep maker Stellantis over the weekend. Intent on crushing the terrorists, Israeli troops and armor have been pushing deeper into northern and central Gaza. The BBC's Paul Adams says Israel has also stepped up its airstrikes.
The air campaign will continue. They clearly feel that they have a great deal that they can still do from the air. We're not privy to any of this planning. We don't know, for example, what was being hit near the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza today that caused such panic. But that is part of an ongoing Israeli aerial effort up and down the Gaza Strip, which is maintaining the pressure, obviously, on Hamas, but also continuing to make life intolerable for more than 2 million civilians.
And more humanitarian aid has been finding its way into Gaza. Also on SRNNews.com, the new House Speaker Mike Johnson not ignoring GOP investigations of President Biden's business dealings.
Speaker Johnson is intensifying the investigations against President Biden, insisting the ongoing probes are not, quote, winding down. He told Fox News that Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people, including about his involvement with son Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings. Speaker Johnson is confident the evidence Republicans have unearthed are impeachable offenses. Prior to becoming Speaker, Johnson was involved in Biden's impeachment probe firsthand. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Powerful rally underway this morning on Wall Street. The Dow up 270 points. The Nasdaq 82 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans sound off on the direction of the country.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds 77% of the general population believes the U.S. is going wrong. That includes 90% of Republicans, 81% of Independents, and 59% of Democrats. Most religious Americans also believe the country is going in the wrong direction now, including 92% of white evangelicals, 82% of mainline Protestants, and 79% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Ohio State Constitution are raising a lot more money than their pro-life opponents in the run-up to the vote in November. Official filings show the pro-abortion campaign has brought in almost $29 million from donors since September 8th. The campaign against the amendment raised less than $10 million. Much of the money in support of abortion has come from out-of-state donors and groups. This is SRN News. This year's ballots may feature a lot more white space.
Most voters in Mississippi will have no choice this year when it comes to who represents them in the state House and Senate. That's because the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats running for the legislature faced no major party opposition in the November 7th election. The situation in Mississippi is more extreme than in most states, but it does highlight a general national trend of uncontested elections for state legislatures. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More than 1,000 people turned out for an evening vigil remembering those killed and wounded in Maine's worst ever mass shooting. The names of the 18 victims who died were read aloud at last night's event. 40-year-old Robert Card opened fire on Wednesday at two locations. The attacks left 18 people dead, 13 others injured. Card was found dead Friday of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. More details at SRNNews.com.